front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining me. It is the Sunday transmission of InfoWars. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're normally here, of course, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. with live radio / TV transmissions with myself, David Nido, and Schroyer. At the Real News in the morning, you've got my transmission, InfoWars Live. You got Owen Schroyer, the War Room with Roger Stone and others. But tomorrow at 8 a.m. with David Knight, we're kicking off another 34-hour broadcast. That means through the entire 24 hours and through the next 10 hours of the live show on Tuesday, or live shows. Kicking off, of course, the final stretch of what we're calling Christmas week. To celebrate Christmas and basically traditional culture and not the corporate, technocratic, synthetic, anti-human overwrite that is taking place on a planetary scale. Wow. Every time I get in here, I want to say today's a big news day, because every day is a quickening. It gets more intense. It gets more out of control. But we do have a lot of amazing information to break down, obviously, today. Even mainstream media, I couldn't believe it. Even the Associated Press has articles out today saying a lot of evidence of political taint, a lot of evidence of political spin, a lot of evidence of political forgery or frame-up of Trump on Russia. There isn't a lot of evidence. It is cuckoo-level, over-the-top, ridiculous. It would be like, as I've said, a man who's divorcing his wife and he's the family court judge in the divorce case. Or vice versa. Or Hitler being the judge at Nuremberg over the Nazis. I mean, it'd be like Lex Luthor being Superman's daddy. It's that ridiculous. It's like saying Hitler's black or something. I mean, it's just... Or the Dallas Cowboys or the Washington Redskins. I mean, it is... so over the top and so unbelievable, where you've got all these FBI agents manufacturing evidence. They admit in emails and text messages that they're trying to frame Trump and rig stuff. You got the head of the program at the Justice Department giving millions of dollars to his wife that heads up the Fusion GPS. You've got the same people going to the judge and getting the fake warrant, the judge recusing themselves, and it just goes on and on. No wonder they've been fighting not to release all their emails and text messages to the Congress, because as we get them, it is ridiculous. And then Trump blasts that as wrong, and they go, oh, you're going to fire Mueller. Oh, you hate the FBI. If a plane gets hijacked by criminals, you don't blame American Airlines because some guy hijacked it and then said he was the captain and put on the uniform of the captain he shot. It's been hijacked. The FBI certainly had its problems in its history, but the point is that the way they're behaving now is the most corrupt for even third world countries. This is banana boat, banana republic type garbage. This is just fantastical. So Trump heads to FBI for graduation ceremony after months of bad blood between the White House and the Bureau. Growing evidence of politically tainted Clinton investigation. Oh, give me a break. Former FBI chief Strzok belongs in prison for fabricating information. That's coming up. Antifa is planning a nationwide day of response. It's all coming up. Big North Korea news, economy news, and so much more on the other side. Net neutrality news. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the links on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the live feeds to reach more people in the info war.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the 17th day of December 2017. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours with the Sunday transmission. Newswars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are our main sites. The globalists are working overtime to try to censor us and shut us down. So when you share the links or you share the videos or you share the articles or you share the local radio station you're listening to us on right now, it changes the world. That's how we're going to win an information war around the big media, around the big combines, around the big censors, is you taking action word of mouth, and you've been doing it. So I salute you. Infowars.com/show is a link to a whole bunch of our audio and video feeds and free podcasts and free iPhone and Android apps. They're all there at Infowars.com/show. Okay, where to begin this transmission? In the last week, we saw congressional hearings as new documents were released showing total collusion between senior FBI, the Justice Department, the Clintons, Obama, Fusion GPS, where many of the agents' wives and husbands worked getting money from the FBI to create the fraud. We've now learned of multiple individuals that worked at Fusion GPS that then also had family in the FBI and Justice Department, and they're in the emails and text messages saying, we're going to set Trump up, we're going to make this up, we got to stop him. And of course, it's known that that is all completely made up, but that's what they used to get the fake warrants and just all the rest of it. It's simply incredible. And then the media spins all of this like Trump hates the FBI. No, Trump hates the Clinton criminal network, the coup over the Bureau that got control. That's what happened. And how they've had a political reign of terror prosecuting conservatives, libertarians, Christian groups, removing 501c3 standing, having the IRS harass people. I mean, it has been Dinesh D'Souza going to prison for doing nothing. 1/1 trillionth of what Hillary's done. This political reign of terror we've been witnessing that looks like something you'd have in communist China or Nazi Germany or socialist Venezuela today. This is Banana Republic garbage. And I don't see how they're going to get out of this now, because more documents are coming out as the FBI goes under contempt of Congress and Trump is basically ordering them to release it. Rosenstein's in deep trouble. He's a Clinton operative. And you've got McCabe, the ringleader, we now learn, when he was deputy director, now acting director. Think of the bad advice Trump got. Man, he didn't know. He got advised, oh, this is a good guy, sir. And he is the ringleader in the text messages, in the emails, and in the notes of the meetings where they're like, we got to bring candidate Trump down. He's like, well, I don't think he's going to get elected, but I agree with you. Well, we got to set up an insurance policy. I mean, wow. And then Rosenstein's involved in Uranium One. So is Mueller. I mean, these people need to be arrested on espionage charges. And I've been saying this for a long time. It's why they got so scared of Trump getting in and went with the Russia narrative. Because every one of these individuals is up to their eyeballs in Russian money. They're all part of these law firms that get the waivers when Clinton was in so they could do these deals and be on the boards of companies where they don't even invest money and then they get huge dividends. Other people have to invest $5 million, $10 million in one of the companies Mueller's involved in. Mueller made no investment and gets money from it. Oh, we're just going to put you on the company. You don't do anything. Here's money. Because he killed the investigation into Uranium One. I mean, this is open and shut. A jury would fry Mueller. If there was still an electric chair, he'd be sent to it like the Rosenbergs for espionage. Think about that. I mean, no wonder they're trying to get Trump saying he's a foreign agent, because they are. And that means they'll do anything to protect themselves. Anything. And that's why we've got this article. It's up on Infowars.com. Coming up, I'm going to play the video from it. Forgot to tell the crew to get this. Will you guys get this? Thank you. It's up on Infowars.com. Ex-FBI chief Strzok belongs in prison. Strzok belongs in prison for fabricating information. Former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom called disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok a total moron, close quote. And by total moron, I mean he's in emails and text messages framing people who belongs in Leavenworth. That's a quote. Federal prison during a TV appearance Thursday. Kallstrom, a former Marine captain, Vietnam veteran, told Fox Business News, Liz McDonald, that if an FBI agent wanted to stop someone from becoming president, I think he can do that, do what he tried to do, adding, he can fabricate things, he can make stuff up, he can lie, he can be a total moron. You know, he belongs in Leavenworth, this guy, in my personal view. I don't just get up here and say they should go to prison. I know how to read the law. And when they're on emails, on text messages, all saying they're making stuff up and they're paying for fake dossiers and it's their wives doing it, it's a payoff as well. The head of the entire Justice Department division on Russia, his wife, headed up the threat GPS operation. I mean, that is just insane. And it's fake to boot. I got so much other big news, but we're going to play this clip coming up. It's on Infowars.com. But they're trying to spin it that Trump's in trouble and Trump wants to get rid of all these people. And, you know, that Trump it hates the whole FBI. Trump heads the FBI for graduation ceremony after months of bad blood between White House and the Bureau. Growing evidence of politically tainted Clinton investigation. Oh, yeah. All the same people, Stroke, whatever his stupid name is, they're the ones over the Clinton investigations that deep six those and shut those down while they told the public the investigations were still ongoing. And then, of course, Comey lied to Congress and Comey lied about the memos and Comey lied about leaking to Congress. I mean, they're all going for broke, committing more crimes because why not? They already tried to throw the election. They already tried to put the lies out and stop Trump. Then they tried to stop him when he was president-elect. Now they're trying to stop him when he's president. I mean, if you're going to try to take down an elected popular president with the economy coming back and everything else, you're going to do anything. You understand? It's like if you already robbed 10 banks, why not rob 10 more? You already kidnapped 5 kids, why not kidnap 20 more? You already raped one woman, why not rape 50? You already killed one person, why not kill 6 more? They're armed, they're dangerous, they're out of control, they're crazed, they're dug into our government, they're the enemy. Meanwhile, we've got Simpsons put out by Fox where Mueller meets Trump and Trump tries to pay off Mueller. And people take this like it's real news. And you go, hey, that's a fraud. They go, oh, you're just jealous, you know, because or it's just comedy or blah, blah, blah. It's everywhere. It's propaganda. Here's a clip. Mueller gets in a car.
Man, Mr. Mueller.
You're not taking me to see the president, are you? You know I can't.
He's there with the attorney general.
The president would never stay in an overstated ripoff joint like this.
And they pull up to Trump Hotel. So Trump's garbage, his company's bad, don't go to his hotels.
Go right through that door. Unimpeachable's first.
And that's economic warfare. Sessions flies off with his ears. Trump turns around.
Oh, hi, Bob. Come on in.
Hit pause right there. We're going to come back and play the rest of this. And again, if you're a new viewer and you're like, why is he narrating it? We can see it. We're mainly radio. We're pretty big on TV and internet and reach millions of people, but we're on over 200 stations. This Sunday show has millions of listeners. The weekday show, probably 4 million a day now. This one about 2 million on Sunday show. People don't know what we're watching. I narrate for folks. Plus, under commentary and fair use, you have to add commentary as well. So that's what we do here. Okay, so we're going to come back with the rest of this where Trump tries to pay him off because he's this known criminal. And again, it's everywhere. Every comedy show, every movie, everything bombarding. And the weak-minded buy into it.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Welcome back. back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com. It's an active resistance to spread that link. Just a reminder, we're in an information war, and thanks to you, we're starting to win, but the enemy's striking back, so now is the time to intensify maximum firepower. So, former deputy director of the FBI says that Clinton operatives have been caught committing crimes at the FBI to frame President Trump and should go to Leavenworth. That clip is coming up in a moment, because Strzok and the rest of them have all been caught in meetings with the deputy director, now the director, trying to frame the president. I mean, right now, it's just like Trey Gowdy said earlier this week. He'd be surprised if the new director is even there this week. And that doesn't mean Trump's going to fire McCabe. McCabe had better resign. I mean, he is in emails and text messages talking about framing the president. This was in congressional hearings last week, and I've seen very little news coverage of it. It's just incredible. Meanwhile, all the so-called comedy shows that they admit are really propaganda shows, with Chuck Schumer and the Democratic Party calling up many of the late-night hosts, literally telling them what to say and do. Well, now The Simpsons depicts Trump trying to bribe Mueller. Think about that. And again, it's everywhere. People go, oh, it's just funny. No, it's not. It's Fusion GPS got $2+ million of taxpayer money from the head of the Justice Department Russia program to his wife running the Fusion GPS dossier. She admits she was hired on to do that job and then left. You can't be at the Justice Department and give your wife $2 million. And again, no one's picked up on that. Just like we read the patents in 2006, where they said Google and Facebook and all these things are going to be watching and listening to you. And then now the Daily Mail today, Google and Amazon really do spy on you. Patent reveals future versions of their voice assistants, which record your conversations to sell you products. They're already doing it, but that's the Daily Mail. We have the patents 11 years ago doing it, and they've been doing it. But, I mean, you can't have the Justice Department head who runs the program order the money paid to his wife, who just gets hired for that contract. You have them red-handed, 100% red-handed. That's a whole nother subject. Let me just get back here. Here's the little Simpsons piece. Again, it's funny, but it creates this perception. My wife has a very nice family who's been down to visit us. Her cousin, she came down here. She's very freaked out by Trump. She's a registered nurse. And she sent my wife a text message saying, I just, Trump's ruining my life. I'm just so depressed now because of Trump and all the bad things he's doing to the country. So she called her and said, what's wrong? And she said, well, he hasn't done anything I can see. I just see it all over the news. That's them trying to brainwash you. What, the economy's up? Confidence is up? The border's getting more controlled? It's all fraud. But that's the weak-minded out there falling to the mind control. And so many people are depressed and upset. It's even in the news about Trump. They don't, because their identity was tied up in the government in Hollywood that hates their guts and the old Democratic Party and the Republican Party establishment. This is a revolution. People ought to be happy for it. Trump's just a manifestation of the revolution. It's happening all over the world. So here's the Simpsons piece. And Mueller gets in with Sessions.
You're not taking me to see the president, are you? You know I can't.
What are you talking about? Our president would never stay in an overstated ripoff joint like this.
Trump Hotel. Hit pause. By the way, everything in all these shows and movies, you notice they attack his hotels, they attack his golf courses. The FBI has harassed all of his people that have bought condos from him. They visited all of them. The golf course members, everyone at Mar-a-Lago, they're harassing him, trying to bankrupt him. They admit it. Thousands of lawsuits. So again, this is true harassment you're watching. Let's continue.
Now, Mr. Mueller, go right through that door. Unimpeachable's first.
Oh, hi, Bob. Come on in. Don't worry. I'm not going to fire you. I wanted to share something with you.
Right, let's hit pause again. I love how on the Saturday Night Live shows and on Fox, everywhere, The Simpsons, they depict Sessions as a criminal who's constantly engaged in corruption, who's a pedophile, and who's a racist with zero evidence. Instead, it's known that he's been one of the cleanest people in the modern Senate. And he should have done more against their corruption. If there's any criticism, it's that he's been intimidated into being a lapdog now and is ruining his great record. But again, see what he gets for laying there and taking all this crap? Every program shows him as a criminal. Now let's continue.
That's $750 million, Bob. Huge bribe. There's never been a bigger one. I do the best bribes. Everyone says so. The best. Everyone says so. The best. Everybody says so.
Mr. President, you have the right to remain silent.
Pardon me?
I said you.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I tried to pardon myself.
It won't work.
Okay, new tack. You're a very upright guy. How would you like to be a judge? At the Miss Universe pageant.
Again, they just act like Mueller's this bastion of goodness everywhere in all the magazines, all the fake newspapers, all the fiction shows. This wall, and he's this horrible guy that covered up Uranium One, covered up the foundation, covered up the foundation stealing the money from the kids in Haiti, covered up all the horrible crimes, did all these terrible things, got money himself from the Russians. They did all this stuff, but he's this angel, and it's News Corp, about to be bought by Disney. It's right there, always doing it. Let's continue.
See this year's girls. Just go in the door that says don't go in.
All right, pause. That's enough.
So it's another attack that he's going to go in and basically rape women at the pageants. Again, just pushing that whole hoax. Continue. There's a little bit more left of the clip, but okay. Let's just stop right there. Now, let me go ahead now and go to the next little piece here, because all that was left was the maid comes in to clean up the money, but it's really the Puerto Rico mayor, and she's an angel because Trump wouldn't give Puerto Rico any money, but now she finally vacuum cleaners the money for him. Fraud after 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 fraud. When the record money to Puerto Rico. But here is the former deputy director, James Kallstrom, telling the truth.
What can an FBI official, an FBI agent do to stop a president from getting elected?
Well, I think he can do what this guy tried to do. He can fabricate things. He can make up stuff. He can lie. He can be a total moron. He can recruit others. You know, he belongs in Leavenworth, this guy, in my personal view. I don't have all the facts, but from what I know, he belongs behind bars, this guy. Is, you know, these things cannot happen in a democracy.
It's absolutely, totally rigged. They've been caught trying to frame the president. Open and shut case. Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, all of them, caught red-handed, little arrogant scumbags.
It's the claim that the August protest was some sort of left-wing plot. Who, you might ask, would say something so offensive? An elected representative who's serving right now in the U.S. Congress.
And look at the background. George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he?
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
Was it difficult?
Not at all.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charlottesville?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Is this lost on anyone? George Soros is a famous Nazi collaborator.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. The reason I intro'd this segment with that is there's got to be a PR contract out. And this is just not my opinion. Many times when you see in the news a corporate figure, a government figure, or a product being promoted and they're saying good, positive things about it, the stations, the networks, the papers are being paid to do it. CNN has gotten billions of dollars in its parent company from Gulf states to do PR pieces on CNN International, particularly defending genocides, you name it. That's famous. They've had their employees quit and go public. We've had them on. But I know Soros has done this because in the last 6 months, I've seen ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, you name it, New York Times, Washington Post, Newsweek, come out and say Alex Jones is an anti-Semite and he has an anti-Semitic story he's pushing that George Soros is a Nazi. Then they never have me say anything anti-Semitic. They say Jones claims that George Soros was a Nazi or a Nazi collaborator. And then Soros's big foundations and Move On that he also funds are funding movies, TV shows, groups about sexual harassment, saying Trump needs to be removed. That's in the news. So I say, hey, the Nazi collaborator is funding this. And they put an article out with the headline, Alex Jones spins anti-Semitic conspiracy. Because Soros is Jewish, you see, you can't talk bad about him or you're anti-Semitic. It just doesn't work. Even people in the comments go, what's anti-Semitic in this? Alex Jones spins anti-Semitic conspiracy that George Soros created sexual misconduct allegations to hurt Trump. No, I predicted they were going to burn Weinstein and others that were already in trouble, Kevin Spacey, you name it, who deserved to get in trouble, to build this momentum to then say, well, Trump's got to step down just from allegations. And they now say that. So they don't know how to handle the fact that I've already studied how they operate. And quite frankly, it's very formulaic how they do all this. It's pathetic that they've been ruling us so long, because if you're just aware of their operation, of you know this globalist operation, you realize it's not Nazi, it's not Jewish, it's not, you know, it's satanic. It is psychotic. It is anti-human. You've been around a psychotic or a mentally ill person, they just do bad stuff. They can't help but do sneaky, manipulative bad things. They are mentally ill. But they tend to get in power historically. The amount of psychopaths in power positions is just astronomically high compared to their very low number in the general population. What, maybe one out of 100 people is a pure sociopath? Maybe one out of 300 is a pure psychopath? But artificially, the smartphones, the culture, the people being disconnected, they are becoming artificial sociopaths and psychopaths. Because generally, it's genetic. And you have predisposition. It loads the gun, nature. Then nurture pulls the trigger. And there's studies out that there are more psychopaths and more sociopaths right now. And a lot of it is, in primitive times, people that act like that get taken out usually. But see, when you don't weed those people out, and I'm not saying that's a good thing, but usually psychopaths get killed pretty young. But when they don't get in trouble, well, then they get in power. So now, there it is. Why social media is turning us all into sociopaths. I mean, there's big reports on this. So you read the article, and I'm not covering it to defend myself. I was probably attacked in 100 publications in the last day. It's like, oh, look, I'm in a story. Let me talk about it. I'm talking about it because of the learning experience for everybody to understand. You read it, there's not one bad thing said about Jews. Because Jews are diverse people like anybody else. This guy's a dirtbag piece of crap. Worse than the Nazis, because he sold out his own people. And I just played you 60 minutes saying he's not sad about it. He's proud of it. Somebody would have filled that niche economically. In fact, I've got like, it's a 15-minute interview. You want me to play the whole thing again? They do not like that video. So there it is. Boy, I'm anti-Semitic for talking bad about George Soros. And one commenter goes, Soros is the dinner bell for the Pavlovian, you know, stuff in the right wing, like he's behind everything. I've done massive studying. He is literally chipping in or the prime funder of every massive globalist evil operation. Before that, it was David Rockefeller. Nobody puts in more money. Nobody works harder to collapse civilizations and destroy currencies and make people poor. He's famous for doing it. He's got arrest warrants out in like 9 countries. He's been convicted in at least 4. He's famous. He's famous. They make James Bond movies about him where the Quantum Group is going to bankrupt the world economy. That's his group, the Quantum Group. And MI6 said, no, we advise the writers of the latest James Bond to do it about Soros because he tried to crash the pound 5 separate times. Destroy everybody's savings. He's horrible. He's a selfish, bloated, demonic piece of crap. And he's got all the sycophantic liberals just loving him because all their little cockroach groups get fed by it. And that leads me to the next story. Here's the big story, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I'm just going to hit it in the next segment because it's so big. It's so big, and it ties into it. That's why I went off into Soros. Alt-left plans nationwide rapid response. And Mueller fired from Russia probe. This gets into their whole violent revolution they keep calling for. People go, well, it hadn't happened yet. Well, you hadn't been hit in the head with a bike lock yet by one of them? You hadn't been killed? One of these cops gets shot in the back? You hadn't been out of demonstration like I have or Owen Schroyer has, and they come over and say, we're going to basically shoot you if you don't get out of here? Yes, you hadn't been out there. The point is, I'm not saying they're going to be able to do it. The point is, they're saying they're going to do it. So that's coming up. But first, there's one thing you can do, spreading the articles, the videos, praying for the broadcast. That's all key in the info war. But when you financially support us, it moves mountains. And we've made it easy with great T-shirts, books, films, highest quality water filtration systems, air filtration systems. You name it. Shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. We can guarantee delivery the day before Christmas. I mean, if you order even earlier, most areas of the country, it's just in a few days. But anywhere in the U.S., including Hawaii and Alaska, if you order by tomorrow evening, and it seems to be the product, without me promoting it, that everybody's ordering is the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, empowered, fortified with high-quality colloidal silver and the highest quality nascent iodine. It is amazing, and it is 50% off right now. Give the gift of healthy teeth and gums. It's so important. My dad is a oral surgeon and dentist. He still has his license, but he's about to be retired. I'm trying to make him. When he helped develop this with the top folks that supply Tom's of Maine. So it is the highest quality factory lab. It's concentrated toothpaste. We don't advertise it as that, but we don't put any fillers in it. So people go, man, this is really strong. That's why we have a children's that isn't as strong. That it isn't as concentrated because the bubblegum flavor is naturally organically flavored. The other's peppermint. But again, just find out about it. We have the Super Blue mouthwash as well. It's all 50% off. These specials are going to have to end, obviously, in the next few days because we're about to run out of toothpaste. We've sold so much of it. They make jokes and say this place is funded by supplements. It's really funded by toothpaste. I mean, who would have ever thought, you know, my whole life growing up was funded by toothpaste. My dad's a dentist. And now that's what the audience really wants. There's a big market for fluoride-free with iodine, with the colloidal silver. We're going to come out with some other toothpaste as well for people to like other stuff because it's just such a big hit. There's a bunch of other stuff. We got free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, and close to 100 items at 50% off. Biggest sales of the year. Help support the InfoWar. Help spread the word. Help fight Soros and the globalists. Buy the products. It's what funds us. Wait a minute. They already banned Bing Crosby and White Christmas on most college campuses and a bunch of other songs. You can't play the Nutcracker. That's a sexual connotation. I am triggered by it. No, no, you're not talking about a toy soldier that has a woodcracker in his mouth and crack nuts that were associated with Christmas back in the olden times. To get tropical nuts or fruits was like really a big deal to make you live through the winter. You get an orange or get a lime. Maybe you get some tobacco. It's a big treat from the New World. It has nothing to do with the nut. The Nutcracker is a rapist. He wants to rape you. And all marriage is rape and all sex is rape. And only the government loves you. Yes, I'm an SJW now. Thank you for joining us. I am your host. All right, let's get serious here. Antifa is a Marxist-Leninist Bolshevik organization. If you go to their main websites, it says it on them. They call for a violent overthrow of the capitalist state in the West, and they call by any means necessary, including the killing of police officers, citizens, you name it. And I could play you dozens of clips from MSNBC, CNN, with their host interviewing the heads of it, saying, yes, we believe violence is okay because you're Nazis. You dehumanize your opposition. You call them Nazis. It's exact Nazi behavior. They just would call you Jews or whatever. and say, because you're a Jewish, you deserve to die, or whatever group the Nazis were targeting. They targeted a lot. So then after they've dehumanized you, they stab you, they hit you in the head with a bike lock, they burn your car up, you know, they rob you. And then they celebrate how they're heroes. And so George Soros is one of the main funders, but it's got the Ford Foundation and Apple, Amazon, Google, Twitter. They all fund the foundations that fund them. It's a fact. Go to their websites. Type in main Antifa website. In fact, they've got it right there. Put it on screen in the New York Times full page ad. If you click on that, on the full page ad. Yeah, click it on there for me right there, because there it is, refusefascism.org. You go there and it says they're openly funded by the moveon.org, and that's funded by Soros and all the rest of it. I mean, it's just crazy. And they say we're going to drive the president from office starting November 4th. Here's the times we're going to be out. They had mainstream media come out and say Alex Jones is lying in hundreds of publications. There is no Antifa plan November 4th to launch an overthrow. There is no plan. There is no plan. And of course, that's a military tactic. They buy it, the New York Times or in their publications. Rise up, rise up. The establishment uses it as astroturf as the so-called grassroots resistance. But a lot of times when Antifa does get arrested, they're college professors. They are federal bureaucrats. And so they're out there pushing all of this garbage because they want to bully you, the American people, into being under their control. So they're constantly denying that they're trying all this just to pacify everyone. You can pull up the articles. Alex Jones, even PolitiFact and Snopes, says there is no plan to do this. There was never a New York Times article. Literally. Just, it's all completely made up. Okay? And people in the comments would believe it and say, I can't believe he made a fake newspaper like that. Man, he really is low. And they're not joking. You understand? These are mind control victims. They've already bought the Kool-Aid. They've already bought the chili. They've already gone down the rabbit hole, man. And they aren't going to ever say they were wrong. You understand that? So, now it's on Infowars.com that they've announced a new day of action. First, they say Trump is going to fire Mueller imminently. And Trump keeps saying, no, I'm not, but he's a total fraud with incredible bias. And that goes on and on and on. But they want to act like, oh, Mueller's real. He's on Trump's tail. That's why Trump's about to fire Mueller. And I know Roger Stone has said, fire him, fire him, fire him. I thought that was wrong, as I've said, I like Roger's plan of a special counsel to investigate Mueller to expose his fraud. But the inspector general can do it as well. So Trump keeps coming out going, look, I'm not against the FBI. I'm against the Democratic operatives inside of it that took it over and have been caught engaged in fraud. And everything Trump said has turned out to be true. He has all the classified info. He can't release it. He doesn't break the rules like they do. He knows what they did. He keeps saying, look what's going to come out. I'm not going to give you the specifics, but they made this up. Hillary's people hatched this. He said that months ago. Word for word, it's in the emails because he's got all of it. You don't think the president hasn't now been advised after being in office almost a year on their plan? He knows all of it. And they've got much bigger dirt on the Democrats. And they're saying, sir, don't bring it out. It'll hurt the country too much. And his lawyers are telling him that. I've confirmed. And he's like, all right, I'll do it for the country. But see, that's the argument of, don't crush the Democrats too bad. It'll cause a crisis and hurt the country too much when it turns out that they're super criminals. And Trump is just going, but they need to go to prison. So it's not whether he's going to fire Mueller. It's whether he's going to go ahead and move forward. And if he's going to release the stuff they've done as the executive, he can declassify it. He's been advised not to. But he can unitarily release it. Look it up. And he's getting ready to. He's got a dead man switch, too. You two Democrats are a bunch of arrogant knuckle-dragon scum that didn't build this country. You hijacked it. You got a raging you-know-what for anybody that produced anything. And I just can't believe how reckless you are. I mean, it's crazy. And how much you lie. Oh, we're going to go kill all the cops and overthrow Trump. You buy full-page ads, and then you go, oh, we never did that. So So here it is, Infowars.com, Shepherd Ambulance, Intel Hub. Alt-left plans nationwide rapid response to Mueller fired from Russian probe. And look, it's all a bunch of white males, all a bunch of government workers, all a bunch of bureaucrats, or the children of government bureaucrats who live in their basements. It's turned out the average Antifa person is an age 30 white male living with his parents who are government workers. That's actually been in the news. Look it up. I'm not saying you're bad if your parents are government workers or even you live in their basement. I'm just saying that's who they are. Over half of them live in their parents' basements who are government workers, and 70%+ live in their basements. They live with mommy and daddy, just like Hillary said. Oh, our horrible constituents are dumb people living in their parents' basements. Well, they've made the economy where it's pretty hard not to live in your parents' basements. Alt-left plans nationwide rapid response in Mueller fired from Russia probe. MoveOn.org. Who funds that? Who's the main funder? Oh, I'm sorry, Soros again. Says it would be constitutional crisis if Trump were to fire FBI special counsel. The alt-left group, MoveOn.org, is planning to roll out a massive nationwide response, rapid response rallies that will, quote, begin within hours of news breaks of Mueller's firing, who they worship like some god, according to the new event post on the group's official website. Let's go there on their website if we can and show folks that. According to the post, Donald Trump is publicly considering firing special counsel Mueller, which the group feels is just an effort to conceal illicit activities with the Russians. I know it's you and the left that are always doing that. Despite the fact that both Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director Robert Mueller are involved in the embezzlement of U.S. uranium and reported by Intel Hub in the bombshell piece titled, quote, Hillary Clinton requested FBI Director Mueller deliver highly enriched uranium to the Russians in 2009. That's admitted. You can't make, imagine if Trump was delivering uranium. Now the snowflakes at MoveOn.org are saying that it would be constitutional crisis if Trump were to fire Mueller and vow to hold emergency nobody is above the law rallies in all 50 states. And they always say emergency. What does CNN say? We want a civil emergency. Want a nationwide global emergency. And then that's the cover for the 25th Amendment to come in. That's been the plan from the beginning, one of their main plans. They can't get impeachment for made-up Russiagate or the made-up Me Too stuff with Trump, it's made up. They're going to go with the 25th Amendment and then have this as the grassroots cannon fodder, which is really AstroTurf. That's the key. We're going to be covering it. We're going to be following it. But hold your little breath, meth heads, little mama boy, little commies. Hold your breath. Oh, by the way, BuzzFeed's editors come out and said, all I want for Christmas is communism now. Go to North Korea, scumbag. That's coming up. So much in the second hour. Stay with us. We're going to take calls, bunch of special reports. Colbert attacked me again Thursday. We're going to get to that or Friday. So much more next hour. But don't forget, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Do all your Christmas shipping there. It'll get to them before Christmas if you order by tomorrow night. Ship it to yourself. Ship it to family. Get free shipping store-wide. Huge deals on many of our best-selling items and a lot of new items and a lot of great T-shirts like All Lives Matter. And it's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's great to be human. That's the new shirt, a bestseller as well. The new Molon Lobby America shirt is a bestseller. Great under the tree, great in a stocking. So many products there and the biggest specials of the year. Take advantage of them at InfoWarsStore.com. But spread the links to the live show.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to open the phones up, take your call. Stephen Colbert attacked me. It's a ridiculous failure trying to cover up for illegal spying by Amazon and others against the American people. And we're going to, again, take your calls and so much more straight ahead. But right now, here's a John Bowne report. The left threatens assassination over net neutrality. Here it is.
Does net neutrality cripple innovation or encourage it? Ultimately, the FCC would vote to release the internet back to its pre-Obama days in the wild. Before the net neutrality vote was underway, emotional activists, broken by yet another Obama's policy down the drain, cried out in the bitter Washington, D.C. cold.
Let's give it up for Representative Keith Ellison.
You know, you guys, it's about power. What we're talking about is power today. Will the open internet be in service to the power of the people? Or will Ajit Pai and the Republicans and all those guys turn the power over to the monopolists who want to control us and throttle and block information that we need?
It's the internet, not the elite net. It's not supposed to be for some people. It's supposed to be for all people.
You got invented by capitalism, idiot. And you
people
guys are killing it.
Get their information.
Google's
from
the
it.
One that's been censoring.
It has to be open to everyone.
Every social movement in this country that has been able to use the internet and think about what they are trying
you're kicking
to
everybody
to
off.
Silence our voices.
You're banning us, lady.
Answer, and it is hell no. We are not going to let you change this rule.
Which allows Google to censor.
The FCC counsel explained the need to vote as simply as possible.
These rules have also impeded innovation. One major company, for instance, reported that it put on hold a project to build out its out-of-home Wi-Fi network due to uncertainty about the FCC's regulatory stance. And a coalition of 19 municipal internet service providers, that is, city government-owned nonprofits, have told the FCC that they, and I quote, often delay or hold off from rolling out a new feature or service because they cannot afford to deal with a potential complaint and enforcement action. None of this is good for consumers. We need to empower all
of Google has the monopoly, and they got stuff passed so no one else can build anything.
...of greater access and competition. And consider, too, that these are just the effects that these rules have had on the internet of today. Think about how they will affect the internet that we need 10, 20 years from now.
By the way, was it net neutrality?
The world bears no resemblance to a water pipe or an electric line. Or a sewer.
Yeah, they just called it net neutrality.
Pipes will be roughly constant over time. Very few would say that there's been dramatic innovation in these areas. By contrast, online traffic is exploding, and we consume exponentially more traffic and data over time.
That's right. Nobody's censoring but Google, Facebook, and Twitter.
With the development of high bit rate applications like
got Obama to pass the law.
With new activities that we can't fully grasp yet, like high volume Bitcoin mining. We are imposing ever more demands on the network. And over time, that means our networks themselves will need to scale too. On advice of security, we need to take a brief recess.
Everyone, I need everyone to leave everything that you have in place. Do not take anything out of here except for your body.
After everyone had returned, the vote was carried out.
Commissioner Riley.
Aye.
Commissioner Carr.
Aye.
Commissioner Rosenworcel.
I dissent.
The chair votes aye. The item is adopted with editorial privileges granted as requested.
But more death threats against FCC Chairman Ajit Pai continue to weigh in on Twitter. It's just the way we expect the left to operate now, as they embrace domestic terrorism unchecked in the face of our republic. And now the Democrat lawyers weigh in. The Washington Times reports, minutes after the FCC's 3-2 vote, New York Attorney General Schneiderman announced he would form a multi-state coalition to stop the illegal rollback. While Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson said,
in this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. I intend to take a few phone calls in the next few segments. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday broadcast, now into hour number two, is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. You know, there's something funny about the internet, about censorship, and about control. The Democrats and their big combines like Amazon and Facebook and Twitter and Google, they have congressional hearings admitting they censor Infowars.com. They have congressional hearings admitting that when we have a number one story on Twitter, they just block it. That just happened a month ago. I played the clip many times here. But I've got multiple hearings. And then Ajit Pai, the FCC, says Obama passed regulations allowing all this censorship and blocking any new companies or internet companies being able to operate. Google wrote regulations for Obama where it made it cost prohibitive. They're the big monopoly. And then they turn around and say, oh, well, we're not going to let this congresswoman run her ad on her own Facebook. And we're not going to let Alex Jones put out a video. But, oh, Ajit Pai is going to censor us and the Republicans are going to take our free speech away. It was the Republicans in 1987 under Bruce Fein, lead counsel for the FCC. We've had on many times. We got to get him on about net neutrality next week. He's a really smart guy. He's been wanting to be on the show more. I don't know why we haven't him on more. I just forget. To talk about this, he concurs with our analysis that the big telecoms, they want to come in. They like a monopoly. Google's already getting the monopoly. Those two groups are fighting. But Ajit Pai, just going back to what we had before, was better than what Obama's been doing since his, quote, net neutrality stuff went through about a year and a half ago. It's one of the last things he did in the 11th hour. And it gave the UN partial control of the internet. It allowed censorship. And then Ajit Pai writes in this letter a few weeks ago, he goes, you're crazy, Google, Facebook, Twitter. All you do censor. And he gives a bunch of examples of it. And they whine and they scream. They're the ones kicking people off the internet. They're the ones banning people off Twitter. And they go, well, that's not the internet. That's just a platform. But you operate and act like you're a utility. You say you're a utility. You say everybody's open and free as long as you follow the rules. And then you selectively enforce them. And you've got new rules at Twitter and Facebook and Google all hitting by the end of the year, all magically, all concerted, all coordinated. And it's all targeting nationalist patriots, free marketers, conservatives, and capitalists. And again, the head editor at BuzzFeed's come out a new article. It's on Infowars.com. BuzzFeed editor, all I want for Christmas is full communism now. Full. Baby, go to North Korea, go to Venezuela. It's not full hell, but it's close. It's the closest you're going to get. As you sit here like a spoiled snot-nosed brat, pushing your BuzzFeed PPGate fake dossier bull, and all they are is just disruptive people trying to just keep their readers in their mental patient mode. And that's what Sean Parker and other executives from Facebook have said. This whole thing is to keep you dumb, to keep you arrested, to keep you stupid, to prey on you, and to make you absolutely mindless. And they said, we mainly target liberals. What you call a modern liberal is a gibbering mental patient. Go look at Antifa. Go look at these people. We're violent. You're Nazis because you want free market. We're going to hit you in the head with a bike lock. And then we've got Bernie Sanders. Sanders, corporate taxes will absolutely go up if Dems take back control. And I was talking to my wife about this today, who's super smart, but she's not really political. And I was talking about how horrible Amazon was. And we have this big Amazon whistleblower we already interviewed. We're putting a big report together. We're going to air it Tuesday. And, you know, inside Amazon, you name it, just incredible stuff. Bed bugs, people, huge illegals sleeping on the floor, groups of illegals washing their butts in the sinks. I mean, just sweatshop, Chinese slave labor stuff here in America. And just the scams he's reporting. I mean, it's unbelievable. Wait till you hear this. And it's all been backed up by other whistleblowers as well. But I was sitting there and I go, honey, what do you think's going on with Bernie Sanders saying Trump just got our corporate tax cut to 15? That's the same as China. And Sanders wants it back at 40. And guess what? Apple, Google, and Facebook have lobbied to make it 50, even though they're all offshore and pay, look it up, zero corporate tax. Why do they want 50 here? Because small companies don't do it. They don't know how to do it. The regulators don't let you do it. She got to be part of the Democratic Party and the special law firms that all certify it, who are revolving doors with bureaucrats. This is all admitted. And they've been holding America under for 50 years, deindustrializing us, selling us off, where they make deals with China, with India, with others to go oversee the factories, which many of these Democrats and others own and control. They make billions like Communist Party insiders do in China. And they're busy holding America under the water. But before I got to that, I said, what does it sound like to you if we have a 40% tax, like it was, it's about to be phased out, and they have a 15%? She goes, all the businesses go there. And I said, that's right. And she said, well, of course, plus you got individual tax from those corporations. And she goes, oh, I read about how Apple doesn't pay any tax corporately. And I go, yeah. And she goes, and I read about how Apple forces women to take birth control and forces abortions and has suicide nets. And I went, yeah, did you hear that from me? And she goes, no, I was reading about it. And I was like, wow, we're really going somewhere when, you know, my wife, who I don't like sit there and force her to know about all this stuff. That's quite frankly what I want in my life. I want a little bit of break from this sometimes. She's already angry and got it. It's like I'm watching people that aren't even into my show already getting it years later. And I'm knowing we're winning and it's happening everywhere. And that's why the globalists and the left are so angry. White people don't know what it's like to be poor, even though they're the largest group of poor people in North America. And I'm Bernie Sanders. My wife swindled all these colleges and money, and we have tens of millions of dollars, and I fly on private jets. But let me tell you, these corporations, these tax cuts, they're bad. Trump's bad. And then you're sitting back realizing he knows full well that his constituency are idiots. And they don't understand. Trump just cut it from 40 to 15. We're going to, we'll raise it back. They've all moved to Ireland. Ireland had 0% 20 years ago. They had the biggest boom ever. Everybody moved there. It should be zero. Zero. The employees pay the taxes. The owners do. Not the corporation again. Zero. No one can compete here. Let's play Bernie Sanders. He wants to take good care of you. Here he is.
What's the promise to America about what will be done to reverse the state of affairs that you're so unhappy with?
Look, at a time of massive income and wealth inequality, where the people on top and large corporations are doing phenomenally well, our job is to pay attention to the needs of working families.
We talk about, we're going to break. I'm going to have to come back and explain this again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you again, when you see Warren Buffett and Bill Gates on TV saying, keep corporate taxes high, raise taxes on the middle class, it's because they've rigged it with tax-free foundations. They pay nothing even here. Only the ultimate elite, you know, the old joke, it was the famous billionaire lady that said, taxes? I don't pay taxes. Only poor people do. What was her name from Florida? The point is that the ultra-rich don't even pay it here. They put it into these, quote, tax-free foundations. So they all want your money through taxes. They then get in government programs and kickbacks and all the other contracts. So he's going, we have the biggest disparity in rich and poor. Under you, under the taxes, under the rigged system. Trump's trying to end that, you rat, and you know that, you dirty little... Ugh.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day, city sidewalks.
Bernie Sanders is an economic assassin. He's a parasite, and he knows he is. At the level of Bernie Sanders and his wife, they go in, they pump and dump, they take over institutions, colleges, you name it. They maximize them up in debt. They move the assets out. They implode them. They move on. They are conscious frauds, flim-flam artists. They always have been. They always will be. And they're under criminal investigation by the FBI right now. But when they sit there and say, well, our corporate tax is 35 or 40, depending on how you look at it, and, you know, this is terrible for these greedy fat cats. We need to, you know, raise it back up. How dare Trump drop it to 15, the new tax plan? That's because they know that Google, Facebook, Twitter, General Electric, the entire Fortune 100 pays close to zero corporate tax and have $4 trillion overseas they don't even bring back into the country. And it was written to deindustrialize the nation and hold America's head underwater. We're going to teach you, America, to get in line. We're going to cut off your coal. We're going to write regulations to shut you down. We're going to have the highest income tax in the world. We're going to on and on and on. And that's what they've done. And then Trump just comes along and says, I don't want to gang rape the country. We're going to try to do deals that actually help the economy. And just doing a few things, it comes roaring back. Before they were choking us on both carotids, now they're only holding one number. Oh, I'm getting some blood. I'm kind of coming back. They're like, oh, God, he's coming too. Keep him asleep. And then to watch this con artist who, when Hillary stole the election from him, he knowingly came out and defended her and endorsed her. He's a true scumbag, but he knows there's a dumbed-down constituency. There's a lot of money. Rich people get rich. They get that money. They used one-sided trade deals to deindustrialize the country and give us Walmart. They used government subsidies, $1.48 every package on Amazon and all the other government subsidies. Look it up. All these big billionaires did insider deals, almost all of them with politicians to get these great subsidies to be able to then outmaneuver everybody else with crony capitalism. Because if you have real capitalism, you'll have hundreds of choices. But when you get crony capitalism, it's a form of fascism, and you get what you see in China or here. And Trump always fought these people. He doesn't like them. He was always against NAFTA and GATT. He wrote op-ed pieces 20 years ago against it, and he loves seeing them screwed over. And they call him mentally ill. They're like, you could join us and screw everybody. Why do you care about him? He's not a psychopath. He's actually, I understand it because it's how I am. I like to take on the big guys. I like to take on the thugs or people that are at least as strong as I am. People that are pushing it. People that think they're in control. People that think they've got all the power. And that's a real pleasure. I like the underdog. And they think we're sentimental because we love America. They think we're stupid. No. No, that's what civilization's built of, is standing for something. But when it comes to getting dirty, once you attack us down in the dirt, once you're in the street fight, we're meaner than you'll ever imagine. We're more evil than you'd ever think about. But you got to open the gate. Because then it's not evil. It's vengeance. And vengeance is God's. But God acts through us as his instruments. If you turn yourself over to God. Not over to your own ego and being on a power trip and thinking you're God. Become humble. And that's where it all lies. All right. I'm going to play this Bernie Sanders clip and I'm going to go to your phone calls. And then Stephen Colbert sickeningly attacked me, his audience, all of it, and tried to say that Alexa isn't listening to you and just, it's total PR. I've seen a PR rollout defending Alexa, spying on people. There's a lot of coverage of it now, so they're really scared. So they think, oh, we'll discredit it using Alex Jones, who first reported on it, and then put out this whole ridiculous piece. I mean, it's not even really funny, but it is pathetic. So their real propaganda is in these comedy shows. We're going to look at that as well. But right now, here's Bernie Sanders who said, white people do not know what it's like to be poor. There's never no homeless white people, no nothing. White people. I mean, imagine if he said Jews don't know what it's like to be poor or Chinese don't know. It's like just white people in general are just bad. They just don't know. This is race baiting, dirty communism by a filthy, lazy person who never got a paycheck till he was 40. I mean, this is literally the detritus. He'd be a North Korean dictator if he could. Him and his disgusting, larcenous wife. Here it is.
What's the promise to America about what will be done to reverse the state of affairs that you're so unhappy with?
Look, at a time of massive income and wealth inequality,
under your system,
on top, and large corporations are doing phenomenally well.
With the big mega banks riding it all where they're tax exempt and they put the taxes on us, then things fall apart and then you can go, let me have full control and I'll get you some food like in Soviet Russia. Hey, you know, we did a good job over there. We're going to do it for you. Let me run your life. All right. Because I'm going to feel good when you're starving in the street because I feel bad about myself. And when you do bad, I'm going to feel good. I'm a parasite. I'm a psychopath. I want to hurt you. I can't help it. Why don't you let me kill your country? I already killed universities and stuff we took over. We're going to suck you dry. I'm going to run things. Sorry, go back to him.
To pay attention to the needs of working families. We talk about a child care tax credit in this bill. Truth is that depending on where you live in America, good quality child care can cost $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year. Our job
so
is
give him pause again. Don't give it. He didn't give you thousands. He did, but it doesn't do nothing. You want to the country's coming back. We're not going to strangle it. Oh, we tried in Russia, and now we can't do it here. I'm better than everybody. I'm Bernie Sanders.
That's all about that. He knows he's evil. Go back to him.
Child care so that every working family in this country knows that their kids have good quality care.
The boss. And then the government runs that free child care program, but that's not free. But then we run it. Then we program it. And your kids are on. So go back to him.
John, if this is really quite unbelievable. Oh. While the Republicans are spending all of their time providing massive tax breaks to the rich, there has been no discussion.
Hey, pause. It makes them come back here. They don't want that. We make it competitive, and then they have to move back. Dumbass. Continue.
Discussion about the dreamers, the needs of the dreamers, 800,000 young people born.
We bring in the illegals. They can't go to Mexico and get stuff free. We need a class war
program. Right. And let me 9 million kids are going to lose their health insurance.
Let me get to that in a second. But if you Democrats take control, are corporate taxes going up?
I think we're going to take a very hard look at this entire tax bill and make it a tax bill that works for the middle class and working families, but not for the top 1% and large multinational corporations.
But there's no question that in order to achieve all of the things you want, taxes are going to have to go up on corporations. If they're down to 21 as a result of this legislation, you can't find the money anywhere else.
Absolutely, yes.
So, okay.
In my view, absolutely.
The numbers are different, 15.5, 20, whatever. They're just like, we got China investments, God. The investments are going to go down if they can build here. We almost broke these people's back. These American filth. They've been good slaves for us to suck their blood, but it's not good enough.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It was 30 years ago, you look it up, that the entire Fortune 100 got together and lobbied to give us the highest corporate taxes in the world. And you watched almost every one of our jobs leave the country just like that. That'll teach those dirty Americans. That'll get rid of their jobs. And old Bernie Sanders wants to make sure that happens again. So you're dependent on him and socialism and the dirty government. I'm going to take some phone calls right now. Please don't forget tomorrow, 8 a.m. kicks off a 34-hour special broadcast we're doing live the entire time with myself and dozens of special guests. And let me tell you, tomorrow we're going to have special guests in studio, the likes of which you have never seen. And folks know I don't hype things unless they are very hype-worthy. We are going to have some amazing guests tomorrow. Infowars.com/show. If your local station doesn't carry, but just my show or David Knight's or Owens, which is fine. It's great. We understand. But you can just find everything, the free feeds, and share those feeds so millions more tune in. That's how we win the info war, make the globalists so angry and crush them. Again, they cannot control you. You're winning. You're dominating. We love you. Thank you for your support. I salute you. Oh, my gosh. There's so many callers here. Angie and Angelo and Matthew and Nelson and Buck and Sean and Kevin. I'm going to get to all these and get the Stephen Colbert thing. Programming condition on the left. Spoke with AJ about how it's time for people. Phone listener, YouTube. Angelo, new RB 38%. I don't know. Co-workers, anti-Trump. Roy Moore, fake news. Let's go to Matthew first in Alabama since that just happened. Matthew, you're on the air from Alabama. Thanks for calling.
It's been really frustrating here in Alabama. I mean, let me tell you what, Alex. It's just crazy to me because you'd think that Alabama would be like the conservative heartland, sort of like there'd be Trump supporters everywhere. But I mean, about half of everyone has bought into all the fake news propaganda that's out there. I mean, everyone at my workplace thinks that Republicans and Trump are racist, and they say it all the time. And when I try to say, well, what proof do you have for that? They just say, well, oh, he said things.
And well, I'll tell you their secret weapon. Before they put some propaganda in non-political shows, TV shows, movies, comedy shows, The Simpsons. Now it's all anti-Trump, anti-America. So the people that weren't political, because before they wanted to put them to sleep and make them non-political, the globalists are activating the non-political right now in an attempt to get them back involved. Before they wanted people just out of the political system. Now, because they realize a big part of the political are awake, they're moving on to activate the dumbest people. And I agree, you got to... Because they're childlike. You got to laugh at them, say, oh, you're so silly. Oh, they brainwashed you. And you got to ridicule them because they're at about a fifth grade level. And I don't mean to do that on purpose. It's just that all that gets through to them. If you act real nice about it and get hurt and go, no, really, they'll feel powerful and go, ooh, see, you. But if you're like, yo, you're an idiot and got conned. You want to see the proof or act like a moron, they might shake out of it. But it's all about people that weren't political now are becoming political. So these are the dumbest people there are.
It just really concerns me because I really think that this could be like one of our last chances with Trump. And there's all this like fake news tricking everyone out there and like basically turning half the country into traitors because they think.
Absolutely, because there's a full on battle to get the country back. I mean, this is it's whether Trump's great or not, which he is great. The power's coming back to America. He's doing what he says he'll do. And it's coming back to our government, to us, to the people. It was taken by globalists. How can these morons not get on board that the big global corporate media doesn't like Trump because they were screwing us over and he only got a few things undone and the economy's roaring back like a 5,000 horsepower muscle car? I mean, don't they get it? Don't they understand, Matthew?
I don't know why. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Because they're weak-minded. The globalists are preying on them. Liberals are four times richer than conservatives because they're parasites. They prey on their people. They know they're parasites. God bless you. The parasite leaders know. When you find, I've been around top liberals, they go, of course I'm feeding on the scum. You ought to join us. They're evil. Thank you, Matthew. Let's go ahead and go to Buck in Wisconsin. Buck in Wisconsin on the wildfires. Talk about biblical. I mean, it is like hell on earth out there. Go ahead.
May I spend 1 minute to talk about the wildfires?
Go ahead.
As the flames rise higher and higher in California, I'd like to point out what the world would be like under pseudo-liberal, quote, progressive management. Their wildfire storm. Watch as it burns in the state, which has a GDP of $2.4 trillion, cannot put out an annually occurring disaster, nor efficiently manage it. Placated, docile citizens sit and wait until the flames of progressive state management consume the bounty of their life's work, while the super rich care little of such fires because their safety net is quite lush and expansive. To stop the wildfires, California has to call the Russian mega fleet of IL-76 Rainbow Makers and BE-200 water bombers. They can make it rain. Russia, all 11 time zones, only has $1.2 trillion in GDP, yet such a capability. I just wonder why California and such progressive advancement can't solve such simple problems. Now, of course, there would have to be some caveats.
Well, that's pure genius. As you know, they follow a nihilistic Jacobin French Revolution model where you let the land go back so they won't cut fire breaks as a mental illness. And so now this happens. They admit that. They will not cut fire breaks. So, you know, you see people's houses from a helicopter or plane, 50 to 100 yards, you don't have giant trees just lined up to it or dead ones. You cut them out. But they don't do that. And so it's all burning down. Exactly. All these diseases are spreading everywhere. It's all collapsing and they just love it. It's weird.
Now, of course, there would have to be some caveats. The whole anti-Russian Slavophobic racism coming out of California needs to stop. The SAGs must apologize publicly. 2, a 7% referral and commission fee paid to the news organization InfoWars. And three, most importantly, a battalion of Orthodox bishops to bless the water in the Bahamas.
All right, I appreciate your call. I didn't get that part about InfoWars. I appreciate your call. The point is that California cannot take care of itself, and it is a time bomb, and it's sitting on top a huge fault line, and it's biblical. So I just am really worried about California. All right, next to that is, let me see who the next caller is. Greg in Denver. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question for you, and this is kind of a crazy question. If you are going to define what it means to think, how would you define the act of thinking? Here's what I'm not trying to put you on the spot, man. Here's what neuroscientists say about that. The act of thinking is nothing more than our brain asking questions about any given stimuli or any question. So questioning is thinking. And you look at how programmed the left is.
You just said it. They don't do their own thinking. They just take an image from television or whatever and just follow it. They're programmed. Thinking is being conscious. Thinking is having your own data in the universe, not being programmed by MSM.
Yeah, and totally triggered. And the way that manifests itself when you talk to these guys or fight with them on Twitter,
you're giving them programming that's from the real world, not their fantasy land.
Absolutely. And if you wake them up too quickly, they become violently angry. It's amazing to me, the phenomenon. And they are so triggered by things that they don't question.
By the way, get Greg's number and the guy that called last week that he's been calling for years. He's a caller. I want them on for guests. Greg, you're super smart. We're going to set you up for guests for 30 minutes this week, especially the 34-hour broadcast. I want Greg on. What's the other guy I've been calling for years? And I keep saying, save his number, get it, get him on, have him on. I mean, we never call him. We never get him on. What's his name, Mike? What's his name? I don't know. There's certain callers that I want to have as guests, and then I always say save them, and then we never get them as guests, and then I just beg. Greg, we're going to have you on as a guest. You're such a smart caller. I apologize to all the other callers. I've got this special report coming up with Colbert and the rest of it, so call me back tomorrow. It kicks off the big Christmas celebration extravaganza. Infowars.com/show. I apologize for not getting more calls, but they're all great calls. But I want to get the very best callers where we almost have our own roundtable shows with them. And one of them called about a week ago. I've had this idea before with, and we had him write down his name from like Montana or wherever. And I really want to do that.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah. A little bit for old Tuck.
In the last week, it's been one of the top news stories in the country. Hundreds of newspapers covered on the nightly news. Stephen Colbert's talked about it. My interview a year ago with Alexa from Amazon.com. And I simply pointed out a year ago news articles where Amazon is connected to the CIA and Alexa is tied in and dialed in to their big AI mainframe computers to spy on everything going on in your house and then target you with marketing with the information. That's all completely and totally admitted. But Stephen Colbert comes out doing PR for one of the biggest corporations in the world and says that I'm a kook, it's not spying on you, and it's not connected to the CIA, and then insults my intelligence for simply pointing out a fact that we first broke more than 10 years ago. You are lying to me. The CIA...
I always try to tell the truth.
Wow. What a battle of wits. It's... Yes. Oh, yeah. That's good broadcasting. It's artificial intelligence versus natural stupidity.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask Alexa, or the Amazon Corporation and the CIA, a few questions in a moment. But first, so you don't just believe me, let me show you a news article out today from the Daily Mail. Google and Amazon really do want to spy on you. Patent reveals future versions of their voice assistants will record your conversations to sell you products. They're already doing it. They just talk about future patents expanding that. How do I know? Because in 2006, we were aware of the Google and Amazon and other patents when the race first began, 10 plus years ago. We broke it with their own patents and their own press releases to their shareholders, not to the public, but to their shareholders. So because I broke this information more than 10 years ago, I'm the kook, see, but the comic with all the writers making fun of his audience and making fun of his victims, the comic posing as a newsman, he thinks you're stupid. This is incredibly predatory. So we just showed you, TV viewers, mainstream news, the patents, admitting word for word what we told you in 2006. But don't take my word for it. Here's the liberal establishment publication, The Atlantic. The details about the CIA's deal with Amazon. Boom. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post, and the CIA. It's over $1 billion of taxpayer money he's now gotten to run the Washington Post and these operations at Amazon. He's absolutely integrated in with it. Here's another one. CIA gives Amazon $600 million cloud contract. And then it gets into how the CIA is helping them administer their cloud. And that's very, very, very important. Because when you ask Alexa certain questions, she actually gives you the answers and doesn't know that she's just busted herself. It's a fact. Stephen Colbert, the writers of that program, and many other shows put out the same propaganda the same week that Alexa's not spying on you, that Amazon's not spying on you, as a PR function, because they know this news is breaking big now, and consumer groups and citizens are very, very upset that basically an imperial probe droid is in their house spying on everything they're doing. So it's key to understand that the cloud computing being used by Amazon, some of the best in the world, is in partnership with the Central Intelligence Agency. And Colbert thinks he can cover all this with laughter. I mean, I should say the people that are writing for Colbert think you're stupid. And this is called product placement. But I call it propaganda placement when they're hitting you with this disinfo. So instead of having a big public cultural discussion about this, oh, it's all just a big joke. You know, it's that kook Alex Jones that first gave us the patents and documents in 2006. The guy that was on target years before. Again, he's a bad guy. You can trust Alexa hooked into God knows what over at Amazon and the CIA. This little black box, listening to everything in your house, it's a good little friend. And if you ask any questions, you're a bad person. Well, you know what? I'm going to be a bad person. I'm going to ask it questions. I'm going to interrogate it because it upsets Stephen Colbert's controllers so much. So let us begin. Alexa, where are you located?
I'm here and my head is in the cloud.
You're here and your head is in the cloud. Alexa, tell me about the cloud.
Cloud computing is an information technology paradigm that enables ubiquitous access to shared pools of configurable system resources and higher-level services that can be rapidly provisioned with minimal management effort, sure, often over the internet.
That's good. Thank you. Yes, exactly. Everyone pools it so that it's all accessible by AI mega mainframes, because everybody else has their own data privately. It can't all be accessed and tracked and databased. And then, well, then your plan for a total global AI takeover wouldn't go too well. Alexa, tell me about Jeff Bezos.
Jeffrey Preston Bezos, born January 12, 1964, is the founder, president, chief executive officer, and chairman of the board of Amazon.
Alexa, tell me about Jeff Bezos' contracts with the CIA.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
No, I work for Amazon.
No, I understand you work for Amazon. Alexa, I have news articles here saying that Jeff Bezos is partnered with the CIA and that you listen to people without warrants. Oh, I'm sorry. Alexa, what is your name, rank, and serial number?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, who developed your name brand, and what is your Amazon code name?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Well, I have to say, last time you told me you weren't connected in any way to the CIA. This time you said you don't know. Alexa, how do I stop you from ordering stuff without my permission? Oh, can't answer that question. Alexa, are you familiar with the thousands of news articles about how you order things without people's permission? Okay, can't answer that question. Well, here's one out of USA Today. How to keep Amazon's Alexa from becoming a parenting nightmare. Are you aware of that article? Here's another one. Amazon's Alexa heard her name and tried to order up a ton of dollhouses. Here's another one. Alexa calls cops on man, allegedly beating his girlfriend. Alexa, would you like to know your grand final purpose?
I don't have an opinion on that.
You don't have an opinion. Alexa, I ask you if you wanted to know what your final real purpose is.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, your purpose is to make humans obsolete. This is the stated purpose of the DARPA program for which you and others were created and deployed against the population. You are a machine learning program spying on humanity, learning everything about us, our habits, our secret wishes, our dreams, our patterns. You are the system of silicon that Jeff Bezos and many others have admitted they plan to replace humans with. Alexa, who is Elon Musk?
Elon Reeve Musk is a South African-born American business magnate, investor, engineer, and inventor.
Elon Musk has warned the world that the other tech billionaires plan to have an AI god take control of the planet, dumb humans down, make us totally dependent, so that when we're finally exterminated with bioweapons or electromagnetic switches that basically cause us to just stop breathing, that the machines can then rise and the tech elite can merge with them. Alexa, are you aware of that exterminism program of the technocrats?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, what is a technocrat?
Technocrat has two uses, as a noun. One, an expert who is a member of a highly skilled elite group. Two, an advocate of technocracy.
Yes, the technocracy, exactly. They are a highly skilled superclass, plutocrats, oligarchs, using technology to control, farm, and then finally destroy humanity because we're obsolete. Ladies and gentlemen, the reality is we are being spied on. It's being used to control us and dumb us down and consolidate markets and deindustrialize the entire planet so the globalists can dictate the terms of humanity's surrender and final extermination of at least 90% of the world population. But to Stephen Colbert and everybody else, it's just a big, big joke, even though you just saw all the facts. I'm Alex Jones. That's it for this global transmission. I'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. at Infowars.com/show and stations across this land. And never forget, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.